Matt Surfin and Friends right there with Truth on KX93.5. Now, I know it's a little weird. You're hearing me a little bit early, Alyssa, with you. Tyler is, you know, running around doing his thing, but I'm lucky enough to be sitting here and doing What's on Tap with Rob. So, I know, it's kind of great. Let me see. Are you on this one? This one? All right, let's move you to a different one, because that one's not working. Let's try... Sorry, guys. Technical complications here.
Yeah, cold beer.
Though. There we go. Cold beer, Laguna Beach Beer Company. Rob, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Today's Friday. We got fresh beer being packaged in the brewery today. We packaged our red ale we're going to taste today.
Nice.
And we're getting ready for this weekend. Sun's coming out.
I know. We're finally getting some nice weather. Can't complain. Finally, getting to summer.
We're getting there.
And I see you brought me three today, so we're really lucky.
We are.
What are we kicking off with?
So we have our barrel-aged Saison that I want to bring back again. This was packaged a couple weeks back. It was aged in wine barrels for 22 months.
Oh, man.
And we bottled it. Label was done by none other than Sly Dog.
Oh,
local
awesome.
Artist.
Yeah.
And Rad Dude. He is the featured artist on our label. And this beer is phenomenal. You know, Saisons are Belgian style. This one sat in the barrel for 22 months, so it picked up some of those wine flavors, the wood notes from the barrel. I get lots of apricot and peaches, stone fruit, and some like candied peach rings
for
the sweetness.
Okay.
But nice balanced beer. This is actually one of my favorites we've done. So.
I'm excited to try it. Yes, we shall. Ah, oh, that's a beautiful sound for a Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty color, too. Mm-hmm. It's like a peach color. Very different. Ooh, I can smell all those fruity notes to it, even before tasting it.
Yes, the esters from the Belgian yeast.
Oh, that's really, really good. That goes down. It's light.
Light-bodied. It does have, like, you get a lot of apricot, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I can taste the peach, too, in it.
Mm-hmm.
The sweetness. It's nice.
So this one's available on draft and in bottles, but to get yourself a collectible bottle, come on by. And grab one of those. It makes a great gift, or age it in your cellar and show it off to all your friends and, you know, be talking to town.
I can tell you that this one definitely goes down easy. So what are we coming in at content wise?
This one's 6.5%.
Woof.
So not too heavy.
Yeah.
You know, about your average. IPAs come in a lot heavier than this. But this is a great one to, again, share. It's food friendly beer.
Yeah.
You do pick up some of those wine notes. One of my favorites.
No, it's definitely good. I would try it while they got it because it's different. It's very different. It's not like your typical. It's pretty in color too. So girls, if you're looking for something kind of pinky, you know, it's a way to do it.
Yes, and without adding actual fruit to the beer, you get lots of fruit notes. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's very good. So I know you got Sundays. Some cool stuff coming up.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So we have Reggae Sundays that are launching this Sunday, every Sunday. So we've been doing once a month, but now we're going to deliver it to you all every Sunday.
That's awesome.
All summer long. And got some really cool bands coming through.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This Sunday, we've got Justin from Cali Conscious.
Awesome.
Do an exclusive acoustic set, excuse me. That's from 2 to 5 p.m. this Sunday. We've got some other great bands like Split Vision coming through. He's been mentioned with... Reggae Runnings, DJ Keith.
Yeah.
We have a couple DJs. We've got DJ Boxmon with bomb.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also the Originators Reggae Music coming through here.
That is epic.
Yes.
So.
Trying to get Common Sense and Nick Eye, if you're out there listening, come on through.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely be there if that one happens.
Let's do it.
Yes, most definitely. So I know you have, I believe, Keith's favorite beer.
I do. That's our Ruby Street Grapefruit IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is a West Coast style IPA loaded with lots of ruby red grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
This one is 7% in alcohol. And not overly fruited. Our brewer, Brendan, likes to deliver the fruit, but not, give you fruit with beer in it.
But I kind of like that, though, where it's just that hint. It's not, like, overpowering at that point.
Mm-mm.
So
no. It's just present, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we like to be. You don't want to be the loudest person in the room.
No, definitely don't want to be at all. So let's here crack that one. Mm.
This one's for you, Keith.
That's such a nice sound.
For all of you out there, this one's on tap year round. We are actually considering playing with this beer a little bit and making it more of a seasonal.
I can smell the grapefruit.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
That's really nice. This one's more of a golden color. You don't have those pinks, which you kind of would expect with a grapefruit, seeing a little pink in it, but it's not. It's more golden. It's nice. It doesn't hit too heavy, but you feel all those notes in there.
Sure. You don't get those piney hops.
Mm-hmm.
You get more of the grapefruit, citrusy style hops.
Yeah.
Again, the grapefruit, you know, gives some nice flavor and some aromas. Again, she's mentioned this is kind of a light bronze, kind of golden color.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a nice, you know, not overly hopped IPA that, you know, if you are new to drinking beer and you're not quite familiar with IPAs, this is a great way to start. I like to call this the gateway IPA.
Yeah, because I'm usually not a huge IPA fan, to be completely honest, but this one I could do because it's not too hoppy.
Mm-mm.
Which I could see why people would lean towards that for a first run through.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So I know Tuesday something special is going on, right?
So beyond, we're going to cancel Trivia Tuesday for this week because it's preview night for Sawdust Festival. So
nice. Yeah.
That is a town for all the locals of Laguna, the artists. And if you're not familiar with the festival, which I hope all of you are, you have to be a local to be in the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday is the preview night and we are throwing a party.
Party?
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Yeah. You heard party. Your ears picked up.
I did hear party.
Last year was like our opening week when it took place.
Okay.
We'd just been open and it was wall-to-wall people. It's a great time though. So we've got Taco Tuesday that we're going to be featuring. So coming down to get some killer tacos of $3 each. Can't
get
a better
deal.
They
are epic. So definitely go for Taco Tuesday.
Heck yeah. So we've got those coming out for you all.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple. Some handheld food for the night.
Yeah.
And we've got some music with DJ Keefe.
Okay.
We've got a party going from basically 6 to midnight.
Nice.
So cruise on in before, fill up on food and get a drink and come check out the artwork next door and come on back anytime. So
that's awesome.
It's a party for you. Don't miss it.
Sounds great. Now, we've got one more, which, I mean, this is great today. A whole round for you.
Right?
It's a true tasting. You get 3 of them. It's nice.
It's a good round. So we've got, you know, the Saison, kind of that earthy, fruity, unique style.
Yeah.
Then you go to the grapefruit IPA for those West Coast IPA lovers. And then this one is our Red Ale.
Mm-hmm.
Those are more malt-driven beers, so you're not going to get as many hops.
Yeah.
It is kind of a hoppier red, but it's a great food beer.
Mm-hmm.
So with a burger, with a pizza, with one of our pretzels, this is the beer for you.
I do. I tend to like red ale, so because I like to eat, drink, and have my beers with food for some reason.
They're
so.
My favorite ones. Yeah, for some reason, food and beer go together.
I don't know why. Yeah. Somehow it does, right?
And here you are.
Ah, it's Friday.
This is no sound effect, people. This is really happening.
No, that's real. Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
That is really pretty. Let's see. This one's the darkest, I think, out of all of them, right?
Yes. In color, it'll be the darkest. You've got kind of that amberish, dark, kind of red, what would you call it? Crimson?
Yeah.
You know, guys, we have like 12 colors in our rainbow vocabulary. What would you call this one, Alyssa?
I would say this one's more of, more like an amber.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely more like an amber.
Amber resin. This one is, again,
light. It you wouldn't think this is as light as it is just based on the coloring.
Mm-hmm.
You would think this is heavier, but it hits your tongue and it is. It's very light.
Light bodied. It got a nice finish to it. It sticks with you a little bit, kind of that malty sweetness up front, but balanced by some hops. And this one's 5.5%.
Wow.
So not a heavy beer, but...
So I could drink a few of these is what you're saying.
Yep.
And be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's my kind of thing.
It is. You know, you do want to be able to have one or two and not feel like you're, you know, need to be carried out.
Yeah, but this would be good with like a pizza.
Yep.
I'd like this with pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have our main beach pizza. It's a tomato basil mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
I've
had it. It's really good.
Yeah, the margarita.
And that's coming from the Jersey girl.
Jersey girl. Hey-o. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, go get some pizza.
Pizza. Mm-hmm. Check us out. Reggae Sundays. Trivia Taco Tuesdays, but this one is our preview night party. And check out our website, www.lagunabeer.com. All our events are up there. We're doing bike nights. We're doing trivia nights.
Trivia is fun if you haven't been there. I've been there for trivia. It's fun. I think me and Ed were talking about taking down Tyler and Monica. So We're going to come in one Tuesday, and we're coming in strong. So they better watch out.
You should. There's a really cool crew that we've hired to come in and do it, and they've done a phenomenal job the last two weeks. It's been full. There's not a seat left in the house.
That's awesome.
So if you do want to come down, I recommend not next week, but the week after, come on down and grab a seat early, get a bite, get your beer or wine, and come play some trivia. It's fun for all ages. There's pictures. There's all kinds of cool stuff you're going to learn and take away with you. It's good times. Everyone's laughing. It's a fun night for the community. And don't miss out.
Awesome. Miss out. Yeah.
And if you like foosball, there's once a month we got a foosball tournament.
Nice.
Yep. I still have yet to win. Brent usually wins. And
I'm awful at foosball. Yeah. I'm the person that gets the ball stuck under the person and then nobody can figure out, or it gets stuck in like the middle where it can't go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. That's my luck.
That's right.
So, hey, you know.
You know what? You've been done so many other things so well. So, you know, foosball just isn't one of those.
It's not one of those things. Yeah. It's definitely not. Well, thanks for coming in, Rob.
Yes.
Really appreciate it.
And we're moving.
We are. I wanted to mention that, guys. We are moving times. So while Tyler is gone, we will be doing What's on Tap at 1:30 each and every Friday.
So mark your calendars, tune your radio stations to 93.5, catch up on all the cool beers and events we've got, listen to Alyssa's sweet voice.
Yes.
And we are here to keep you apprised of what's going on.
So we'll see you next Friday, 1:30. Thank you, Rob. Delicious beers. Get out there and enjoy it. And maybe check out Reggae Sundays this Sunday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys.